Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros NFL Week 15 Pick'em Show. Is it Week 15? I feel like I say that every week.
I don't know what day it is.
I don't either, man. It's wild, and there's so much NFL on that it's on every single day now, including tonight, that I kind of lose track. I just wake up and I know there's an NFL game on that night. We got three on Saturday this week, one on Thursday, one on Sunday. Are they doing another doubleheader on Monday night tonight again? Was that just last week? That was fun and flirty. Both those games were good. If you're a gambler out there, it's been rough. Rough sledding out there, kids. Head on over to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000 over there. And I'm going to need it. I'm going to need Washington to win it all here. I had them a while back at 6.5 to 1. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. Betting the NFL has been absolutely fucking brutal. Look, got a ton of DMs. I read all the messages in Drinkin' Bros Sports on Facebook, mostly because with Facebook, I just enjoy the private groups, and at least I know most of the people, and it's cool, and I'll try to respond. I've been getting a lot of the same thing for the last, you know, 7-8 weeks here of betting the NFL is virtually impossible. Now, my bookie, on the other hand, will offer these amazing teasers and things like that, where you can get anywhere from 6 to 13 points in some instances, depending upon who you're betting on and why. That's been the only shit I've been winning on, because it's just so wild and all over the map this year. We lost two more quarterbacks this week. Justin Herbert is gone for the year. And I'm not sure who the backup is in San Diego. Now they've moved on to the third string also in Minnesota. So Josh Dobbs is now gone there. And then you have other teams that were kind of shitty who are now thriving with their backup quarterbacks. We'll start with Tommy DeVito. Oh! Tommy Cutlets there.
Why are people calling him Cutlets? Because his friend made 300 chicken cutlet sandwiches at a tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that many.
It's a
That's
lot.
A normal fucking tailgate.
No.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have 300 people at a tailgate?
The ones that we go to...
No one's bringing 300 chicken cutlets.
Yeah, they
sandwiches.
Are, dude. The one that Richard has at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
woman
There's
made 1,200 Jell-O shots. Uh-huh. Like, I don't want to hear about 300 chicken cutlet sandwiches. That's fucking nothing.
Jell-O shots are... A different animal.
No, they're cheaper. 15 different flavors of Jell-O shots, and they were all delicious.
Unbelievably impressive. Yes, yeah, that woman is an MVP.
This is bullshit. Hey, get a new nickname, Tommy Cutlets. What the fuck does that even mean?
It's just Italian. He has set back Italian stereotypes like 50 years.
Oh, no. I think he's put him right in the forefront of where they should be. That's what we want out of life, is the mafia to come back. I hate the bullshit that's going on now. You think there'd be any immigrants lining the streets in New York City if the mafia was still running it? Fuck no.
Well, Italian immigrants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's...
Or as they call them, fine. Zips.
Yeah. Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Why that? Why do they call them Zips?
Why not, dude?
Strange. But we want the mafia back. America's fallen in love with this guy. And more importantly, for Giants fans, including our buddy Gerard Michaels there, they're winning. And Gerard's statement the other day on Twitter was like, hey, dude, he's slinging it. We're winning. Why not start him next year? Why not have an open quarterback competition?
I mean, he threw for 158 yards. Can we dial it back a little bit?
He also ran.
Like, it took you fucking until Brock Purdy was throwing for 350 a game to admit that he's even a good quarterback. Talking about Tommy DeVito like he's a world beater. He threw for 158
ran
yards.
Ran for 70 yards and a touchdown as well. Let's
Who fucking cares?
Credit.
How many yards?
Rushing? 71.
Impressive. From an Italian man?
He didn't have a touchdown, though.
Yeah, sure did, dude.
He had a passing touchdown, but no rushing touchdown.
He led the game-winning drive in that game and beat the Packers. Look, all of us took the Packers that night.
That's right. He was a half yard short on the one play.
He was.
He did get pretty close, though.
He got pretty close. But what led him on a game-winning drive there, 124-22, his agents was everything we hoped his agent would be. Him and his family were kissing in the stands on each other's cheeks. Papa Americano. I mean, it was a little taste of Italy there at that game Monday night. And good for them. I say this. Giants have been awful for years and years and years. Let him enjoy a true New York quarterback who's winning. He's the passing Paisan. He's Tommy Cutlets.
I mean,
he's all those things.
He needs to move quickly here, because the chances of him being a long-term NFL quarterback are none, right?
Yeah.
So whatever game checks you're getting right now, start buying sandwich shops around the area. For real. Name them after yourself, right? And that's it. Just name it Tommy Cutlets and just have a fucking deli where you're selling sandwich. You monetize your current fame, right?
They are.
Jeremy Lin never did it.
With Lin Sanity?
Now, he's got a fucking degree from Harvard, so who cares, I guess. But he did make some money when he went to Charlotte, right? And then I think the back end of his New York deal, he made one huge contract.
But like
you got to franchise yourself these days, right?
I agree.
Especially like Tommy's not going to get that many snaps.
That's true. This is Italian Lin Sanity.
It is. A little bit, yeah, but it's like, you know.
But it's better because he's Italian.
Yeah. I don't know.
We like the food better. We do.
Than Chinese food?
In New York? Yeah, dude. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Chinese
Chinatown
is like iconic in
Chinatown
New York.
Chinatown is, man,
there's better Chinese food in New York Chinatown than there is in China.
I'll take any type of Asian food over Italian.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll always go Italian first, but I love Chinese. I think it's a close second.
I like Italian better, but like in New York, it's kind of a saturated market, I guess. Not fair, but if I was in Philly, I would take Italian food over Chinese for sure.
Yeah. But as far as Tommy DeVito's gone here, I know the coach has put some restrictions on him and how many times he's allowed to throw. Like, he only threw 21 passes in this game, but
why 21?
Is
he on a pitch count?
So they're worried, I guess, about mistakes and all that other shit. And it's like, I know the Giants fans are bitching. They're like, hey, dude. Going into this game, you were 4-8, probably weren't going to make the playoffs. What the fuck do you care? What do you have to lose? And I'm with you. Like,
fuck him. Daboll's not trying to lose his job.
Fuck him, dude.
Daboll should lose his job.
He should lose his job.
I don't know. Actually,
turn him loose.
I don't think Daboll's a bad coach. I think the GM should lose their job for
Daboll's
sure.
been pretty good. They made the playoffs last year and they sucked.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah, he's not a bad coach.
They've won 3 straight.
But whomever put that team together, whomever decided to give Daniel Jones a long term deal, all those people should be fired.
Yeah, I agree. And then, more than likely, Saquon's out of there after this year.
I mean, they're going to try to franchise him again, probably.
Can you do that 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. I hope they don't. That'd be shitty for him. He needs to get the fuck out of there.
He's going to go to a mid team, probably, or take a shitty contract.
Mm-hmm.
A really good team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl is not going to give him a big contract.
Probably not.
Not probably not. They're definitely not.
But he's still you want to get the money and try to do it there.
But if he forces their hand and makes him franchise him, he gets $12 million. He's not getting that anywhere else.
That's true.
No other NFL team is going to pay him $12 million.
And he will have made $25 million then the last 2 years if they do franchise him again. That's not bad. I mean, that's $8 million a year for a running back.
Yeah.
I guess it's not terrible. But it leaves out the long-term prospect out.
He'll only be 28 after next year, right? Which I know that for
ain't good.
Running backs last a year and a half in the league on average, right?
Yeah.
But most of them are under a year. Vast majority of them are under a year, right? They just come in, blip here, and fuck off. The guys that stick around usually stick around until 29 to 31.
Yeah.
Right? So he's still got another plenty of opportunity after he makes his money here to go win a title somewhere.
3 years,
to be honest.
Yeah.
That's enough, I think.
All right, kids, you know the rules here on this show. We go over last week's wins and losses. Oh, hasn't been great. It hasn't been great, dude. It's me. Now, look, Dan's been smart. He's been sitting out a lot of these games, and I don't blame you. I don't blame anybody. You're now at 13 starting quarterbacks that are second string or worse. It's very, very difficult to bet on this shit. We'll start with the Patriots-Steelers. I didn't watch this game. You and I think we put up the suicide hotline card last week of not to do this, and that's exactly what happened. This was backup versus backup. This was Bailey Zappe against Mitch Trubisky. This was a 21-18 game, and to be honest with you, it was never that close. Pittsburgh ended up scoring. They went for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
What do you think about
21-18?
What do you think about Roethlisberger saying that the tradition of black and gold may be over now?
I think he's right. The problem with this,
but
is,
what does that mean? What is the tradition of black and gold? Because my understanding is, it is a really good defense and a shitty ass offense that somehow manages to find their way into the playoffs.
Well,
that's the fucking black and gold, right?
Under Roethlisberger, though, it was different, man. I used to draft him almost every year in fantasy, and he would huck it for 350 every single time. In my opinion, by the way, I think Roethlisberger is the first ballot Hall of Famer, and I don't think it's close. I know people don't like him just as a person, but as a football player, he has what, two rings? And then he threw for, you know, a gajillion yards over there, and he was durable. The guy was a fucking truck. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, whereas now you got this little tiny quarterback with little tiny hands. You're kind of getting away from the run game there. This isn't your traditional Steelers team, this ground and pounds team here. I don't know how much, though, that's on the coach. Look, Najee Harris hasn't panned out to what we thought he was going to be. You and I both loved him coming out of college. I think both of us drafted him in a fantasy draft a couple years ago, and he had 12 carries for 29 yards. He just can't get going.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's on the coach at this point. Well, I love Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I do. I do too. I mean, I don't think it's Tomlin's fault. He's not ordering the groceries here, but as far as the run game in Pittsburgh goes, they've allowed two like all-pro offensive linemen to leave over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Villanueva, the former Army Ranger guy.
Yep.
Big tall guy, and then another one last year. It's like, yeah, you're going to suffer if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. And they used the draft to, I think, third round they picked up an OL, but I think they got a linebacker 2 years ago.
Right.
And then last year, I don't know what they got, but it was Pickett.
And look, they're
Pickett 2 years ago, linebacker last year.
The defense is great. The problem is when your offense is this shitty, your defense is on the field way too fucking long. TJ Watt is one of the very best. Minka Fitzpatrick is one of the best. Joey Porter Jr. Out of Penn State is one of the fucking very best. This is an excellent defense. If you had a Derrick Henry from, you know, any other year than this year, I guess, and you were pounding the ball with him.
He's still got 900 yards this year.
Yeah. Look, you could get away with a shitty quarterback, but, you know, you drafted this guy in the first round. He hasn't panned out. Mitch Trubisky isn't the answer. I'm not putting any of this on Tomlin whatsoever here. Now, reverse it for the Patriots. This is a real fucking interesting story now with the Patriots, because there has been multiple reports, not confirmed by the Patriots yet, that they are parting ways at the end of the season with Bill Belichick.
Well, he's focusing on the Chiefs.
Job?
No. Just they're playing them this week.
Oh.
And that's all he will say.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
in true Belichick fashion. Of course. But you got to think he's going to the Chargers or to the Bears. One of those two, I would imagine.
Chargers are ready with the right guy in there. Coach
yeah, but West. I mean, like, so it'll be interesting to see how this
works.
Same
thing on Harbaugh said, by the way.
It'll be interesting to see how this works, because Harbaugh had a lot of leverage until, well, he still does to some degree.
If he goes to the Bears, I bet you he gets everything he wants.
But not with Belichick in the mix, if they play them off of one another, which, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's interesting what he's doing here, and I can't figure out why, because let's face it, they were 2-10 going into this. I thought they were just going to tank out the rest of the season, get a high draft pick, and do some shit. Belichick, though, threw in Bailey Zappe. Bailey Zappe had 3 touchdowns in this game, and he's been starting Ezekiel Elliott at running back, and it appears as if he's trying to win these games. I don't know why, other than to fuck over the franchise at this point if you're going to leave.
No, I mean, well, you could say that what's his nuts? from the Texans.
Lovie Smith.
Yep.
Yeah, Lovie Smith did it a couple years ago.
It was last year, and he did. Yeah. They did the opposite because they ended up getting Stroud with that pick.
Stroud and Will Anderson.
I know.
But yeah, with that pick, it was Stroud.
You know what's funny, Bobby? You never hear that at all anymore. Remember how pissed off everybody was at the end of the season?
Yeah.
And now it all magically worked out for those guys.
But I don't think it's really an issue for the Patriots. And the reason is they're 3-10 now, and there's four games left. And there's some 5-8 teams. They're not going to get as bad as the Panthers because the Panthers are 1-12. So they're really just kind of in a competition for the second or third pick with Arizona and then whomever else falls down from 5-8 to a worse record at this point, right? Because it's four games left and they're still two behind the fourth place, fourth worst team, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a top five pick. I'm not sure that it really matters, to be honest.
And it might not. I mean, look, this draft is loaded, and it's going to be a very, very fun NFL draft this year.
And
so.
It's the Patriots, too. They may trade their first-round draft pick for some fucking linebacker.
I know.
You know what I mean? You never know with those assholes.
Move down to 34, yeah. Pick 34. You're like, all right,
you
cool.
Never know. But,
draft
you know,
a white guy out of Iowa.
I don't think there's any bad blood between Belichick and the Patriots.
I just think
they're in a fucking rebuild now, and he's not the guy for that.
We're you know, hearing different things that he's butted heads with Kraft. He potentially butted heads with Brady.
Of course he butted heads with people. They're fucking A-types. It's sports.
I agree.
People butt heads.
Yeah. I am this – out of all the off-season moves, that's what I'm focused on is Belichick. Like, wherever he goes, he can change an organization overnight.
Belichick and Harbaugh. I think are two that I'm really keyed in on because if Harbaugh goes to
the Bears,
either one, Bears or Chargers, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think Belichick might fit more with the Bears than with the Chargers, to be honest, just the way his brain works.
Yeah.
But the Chargers job is a better job, certainly.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. They're ready now.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. Anyways, I don't think winning this game against the Steelers is that big a deal for either one of these teams, to be honest. The Steelers are probably...
Steelers could have cemented themselves in the playoffs. That would have took them to 8-5.
I guess, yeah.
But now
but they're not going to win
out. They got to win out now. I don't think they are either. But
I mean, they're still in the
does.
Sixth spot right now.
They are. And the fan base still believes in them. Yeah. Next up was Buccaneers versus Falcons. Told you to take the Buccaneers on this one. They came through. This was an easy one to me. We have the worst coach in football. This is our fifth loss in the last minute of a game here, and it's not going to get better, Atlanta fans, until he's gone.
I bet the Buccaneers, but I had Ritter in fantasy, so it worked out both ways.
I know. I was at your house, and I couldn't believe you started fucking Ritter. Did somebody get hurt for you?
So Sam Howell was my starter,
ah.
And he, because they're always losing, just he's like 25.
He's been great.
25 dude. Points guaranteed every fucking week.
He's been gay. They were off this week. They had a bye.
But yeah, they had a bye, and then what's his nuts from Seattle, Geno, was my backup.
Yeah.
And he was hurt, so I just picked up Ritter on the waiver wire.
And then, Bob, I wanted to go back to something you said about the Falcons here and Justin Fields on Monday's show of why do I believe in Justin Fields or why do I want Justin Fields? I think... In today's current NFL, especially with what they did with Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, it might be the smartest move to take, you know, your quarterback and build around him versus trying to get a superstar, hopefully, and then trying to figure it the fuck out later. You know, the two most successful teams in the NFL have done that right now with Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts. And I think that's why... He would fit in with that team if they build around him, but you still need a really good coach. In both of those situations there, you have two of the best coaches in football. Atlanta doesn't have that, and that's what would be scary about getting somebody like that. But I'll go back to this past draft here of what I said on the show, because I personally loved Bryce Young. He's not looked great or been great. Now, I realize Carolina's dog shit. So we'll see what happens there, but we might be in this era of draft the guy you think has the tools and then build around him. Does that superstar exist? That superstar quarterback exist anymore? Look, we had one this year in the draft in CJ Stroud, but that's a fucking miracle, to be honest with you. Nobody could really predict that, including myself as an Ohio State fan, for Christ's sake. So... It's rare that you're getting these superstars that are coming out, and it's also rare that you get a black Santa sent into you from the show. Come, you can bring that on in, Joel. There you go. Set it down. Is it in frame, too? Let's see, set it down. Set it down right there, Joel. Right there, Joel. There you go. Oh, my God. It fits in frame perfectly. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. We got a black Santa here for Christmas at Drinking Bros. You're welcome.
What do you call black Santa?
Blanna?
Santa.
No.
You racist piece of shit.
What, dude? Can't we have a fun, flirty nickname for him? Like no. Blanta?
No.
I like Blanta a lot. Black Santa. Great work, Joel. Who sent this in? Kristen Titi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Is it light up, too? Are you, you're plugging in something. Is it light up?
I think
up?
It dances.
Now, does the way it dance make it racist or not before we turn this thing on?
Is it going to break
dance? I mean, if it's doing like the robot and shit, that's not racist. But no. If it's doing like, I don't know if it's going to twerk on the desk or something, that might be. Oh my God.
That's loud. Oh my God. I'm a gigantic fan of this. This is the greatest gift we've received ever in our entire lives over here. You can turn the volume up. Let's hear what he says. Let's hear the rest of it. Oh my God. That's creepy as shit. Hey, Joel, will you come back and then do this for fake news? We should lead off fake news with this today. This is fucking perfect. It's in Spanish? It's a black Santa who sings in Spanish?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't make one in America, right?
Holy
Megyn Kelly would fucking lose her shit if she saw this thing.
My God, what a fucking sexual nightmare this is. I love it. Oh,
I think we should put fake tits on this thing.
Yeah, you can leave it dancing throughout the show. Let's do it. You're good. What? It makes the sound weird?
No. It sends more data, so there's a better chance of buffering if he's dancing.
Why would it send more data?
Is it Wi-Fi?
Because it's constantly moving, so it's constantly sending more information.
on the screen? This is great. This is why you're here,
guys.
Can
you turn that goddamn thing off?
Joel, I love it. We'll leave it for fake news, okay? I love you very much. This is awesome. Kristen Titi, you're the MVP. We're going to give her Drinker Bro of the Week at the end of this thing tonight. And also the couple. If you guys end up staying, we'll put you on fake news. Okay? Joel. All good, Joel. Oh, he can't turn it off.
It's still got blue eyes, though. Do you know
sure
what's
does, because black people have blue eyes.
Yeah.
So that's nice. That's awesome, Joel. Thank you. And we'll crank that up during fake news today. Next up was the Bears at the Lions. And look, Justin Fields was terrific in this game. Beat the Lions. I did send out a public apology. I don't know if you saw it in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. If you're not a member, subscribe. It's free. It's just a private group where you can see all the bet slips and talk shit. And just don't report anybody or be a fucking asshole. But we love it. There's 11,000 people in there right now. But with this one, I made a public apology to all the listeners and all the fans of this show. I bet on the Lions this year. I'm ashamed of it. They're a pretender. They were a fake team. This team is a first round loss in the wild card to whoever they play. And I will not be betting on them the rest of the year. And I want to apologize to you guys. I've lost a lot of money. I'm sure you guys have too. This is a fake organization. And the coach is fun. The Hard Knocks was fun, all that stuff. But it's not a real team who's ready for prime time. And the Detroit Lions can go fuck themselves. This was an embarrassing loss again. Again, second in the last 4 weeks here. Delco and I lost a shit ton of money on Thanksgiving as well. I'm all done betting on the Lions this year. Matter of fact, I'm probably betting against them.
They did make one good decision.
So I lost.
Which was to get rid of Jamal Williams and bring Jahmyr Gibbs in through the draft. Because Jamal Williams is...
Gibbs is great.
Gibbs has been okay. I mean, he's going to end up with 900 or so yards. Jamal Williams is going to end up with probably like 300.
Well, the problem is with Gibbs, and this is the same problem of Bijan Robinson down in Atlanta, they're not giving him the fucking ball. Mm. So I've got Jahmyr Gibbs as my flex in all my fantasy teams. I love him. He can catch the ball great. Another great Alabama running back there. Big fan of this kid, dude. But he's getting 11 carries a game against the Bears. No, he could torch the fucking Bears. I don't understand what's going on there with Bijan and him. These guys were both drafted in the top 15, and they're not fucking using them here. That's what you're supposed to do with running backs is drive them into the fucking ground. I don't understand it. Next up was, so I lost this game bad. I lost that game bad. Right? I always admit to when I win and lose here. Next up was Bengals, Colts, Jake Browning. Is there going to be a competition next year? This guy is unbelievable.
No, he's going to get signed by somebody else.
It's unbelievable, dude.
AJ McCarron will be the backup for the Bengals next year.
I mean, it's unbelievable what he's doing here. And in the span of 6 days, this unknown guy, who everybody was just calling Browning because they didn't know his fucking first name on TV, has just been torching people. I can't believe it. I lost this game. I lost this bad. I had this teased up to 10, too, for Indy, and I got fucking creamed.
I mean, he threw for 12,000 yards and 100 touchdowns at Washington.
But that was, you know, 50 years ago. So
he left in 2018, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while there. Next up is Jaguars at the Browns here. Joe Flacco's back. He threw for 311 yards and 3 touchdowns, and they beat Trevor Lawrence and the pretend Jaguars?
Yeah. Well, the Jaguars are not pretend, but they are, like, very similar to the Dolphins.
They're 8-5 now, man. They're soft.
Yeah.
Now, for the Browns fans, I've been hard on this franchise for years and how dog shit it is here. I'm actually now rooting for you guys this year. The Flacco story is fun to watch here. This is one of the best defenses in the league. And Myles Garrett is fun to watch week in and week out. I'm now rooting for the Browns. And in a year of fuckery where all these backup quarterbacks are now starting and everything else, how fucking incredible would it be if the Browns got their first Super Bowl win with Joe Flacco as their quarterback who has been on a couch for 2 years?
So the Browns are giving up 160 passing yards a game.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. And now they're like fifth or sixth, I think, in the league in rushing yards allowed. Maybe, let's see, actually it's about 10th in rushing yards. They give about 100 on the ground a game. But, you know, it's going to be, come playoff time when every possession matters, this is a dangerous team.
Yeah,
I
don't want to play them in the playoffs.
Yeah, they find themselves in the playoffs, and you're playing them in a fucking. I mean, that's
in Cleveland. Imagine in Cleveland too.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get home games or not, but that's a dangerous team.
Sure is.
There's a path. There's a path. Number one seed, and also right now you can get the Browns to win the AFC 23-1.
Sprinkle it, man. And Browns fans, look, I'm rooting for you. If you're asking why I wasn't rooting for you before. Deshaun Watson's a piece of shit. If he was playing lights out, I view him as the same way as I view like a Kanye, where if you're dropping bangers, great, the world will forget. He's been terrible. These weird injuries that he's not explaining, and I just don't feel like playing today. Didn't like him. I wasn't a fan of the PJ Harvey guy or whatever the fuck his name was, Walker, behind him. Flacco has got this team humming, and they look hungry, and they want to win on a week-in and week-out basis. This team never gives up, and I'm rooting for the Browns this year.
I guess I could see them in the first round. If they're the top wild card team, they might get a fucking one home game, right?
Yeah.
That would be it, though, because I don't think they're going to leapfrog the Ravens. I think the Ravens are locked in right now.
Either way, if they're on the road, though, I do not want to play this team opening week with their defense, man.
Yeah.
Saints versus Panthers.
Who cares?
Told you not to care. Told you not to care there. Didn't watch it. Didn't care. This was Saints won the 28-6.
Derek Carr threw for 119 yards in this game against the Panthers, which is one of the worst teams ever assembled. Yep. Like, literally one of the worst teams ever assembled.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's embarrassing, man. Like, when are they going to give up on this guy?
Well, they're now tied for first.
It's the NFC South, though. But what's the what exactly is the game plan for the Saints? And what's the
long
problem
term?
Down there? Like, they have...
Long-term, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have Chris Olave and
another
Alvin Kamara
season.
And Jamal Williams.
Great season for Kamara, Olave. All these guys are torching it in fantasy.
So why can't they win games?
I don't know, man.
I don't understand. With this team, you should be able to fucking win two-thirds of your games, I feel like.
The other part, too, and this is, you know, something similar I said about the Lions here. Why is Alvin Kamara getting 12 carries a game? He's splitting carries with Jamal Williams. I don't get it. He had 12 carries for 56 yards and a touchdown. Double it. Great. Then he's over 100. Now he's catching the shit out of the ball on a week-in and week-out basis. He had 3 more receptions this week. But Olave on the year here is at 918. He's going to go over 1,000 again with another shitty quarterback there. I don't know what's going on. I think it's just the lack of quarterbacks. that are left in the NFL. Do you know how much that deal was for Derek Carr? Because I think it was pretty big, right? Didn't they give him like 150 or something crazy?
He has a 4-year, $150 million contract.
Yeesh.
$100 million guaranteed.
$100 million guaranteed. You're kidding. What are we doing, man? What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't. Are we reaching the point? And Bob and Delco, I want to hear from you on this too. Are we reaching the point in the NFL where if you don't have one of the nine or so quarterbacks who are actually franchise quarterbacks, do you forget about the draft and just look for people like Purdy and others and just draft four of them over the course of 2 years and like a college, just bring everybody you can in and try to fucking develop somebody into an actual quarterback? Because that's kind of what they did with Purdy, right?
And I feel that's exactly where we're headed. And like the teams that are having the most success,
the rate of success is way higher for guys who are developed inside the system. Even like it just doesn't happen anymore, but think about Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Both of them were developed inside of a system, right? Yeah. Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
I mean,
and now maybe
Mahomes,
Jordan Love?
Mahomes sat for a year.
Yeah, under Alex Smith, yeah.
Quarterback's an overrated position in the NFL. Don't spend your money there. Spend your money on the defensive and offensive lines.
Well, look, that's what University of Georgia is doing with their NIL money this year, and it's hard to argue against it, man.
Yeah, but who won the Super Bowl last year?
Pat Jeez. Mahomes.
And who else was in it?
Jalen Hurts.
Well,
and then the year before that?
Yeah, but if the Eagles had a quarterback.
Like, are you kidding me? Come on, man.
If only the Eagles had a quarterback.
Before. Yeah.
But the, look, do you think Jalen Hurts is having a, like, for real? Like,
no.
Do you trust him to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Me neither. And that's the issue there.
But he's, that doesn't mean he's not a top, like, 5 or 10 quarterback.
But is it him or the system? And is that where the NFL is headed? And that's
him.
What I, but by the way, this is what I'm trying to legitimately figure out. Because going into, let's just take next year's draft, for example, Jaden, how do you not draft Jaden Daniels then at one? Knowing what we know now with the system and everything else, wouldn't that guy be the perfect fit rather than a, because I saw the big board, they've got Drake May at one right now. No, yeah. I try to fit Jaden Daniels into a system versus Drake May, me personally.
I honestly, I don't even think Drake May should be a first round draft pick. I think he's a third rounder.
Could be.
And the way that quarterbacks who are drafted out of college perform now, he should be one of two quarterbacks you draft in a year if you're going to fucking try to, if you're trying to build that quarterback position. I draft him in the third or fourth round if I'm a good team and see if I can develop him. And if not, fuck it.
Right.
But there's no way, if I'm a struggling team, if I'm a team that needs a quarterback, there's no fucking way I think he's going to come in and be successful.
You had plenty of fucking film on Jaden Daniels, and before this year, he was maybe a top 5-round pick.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he skyrocketed up this year, does that mean the fucking evaluators for quarterback are that wrong?
Maybe he developed, or how much of that credit goes to Malik Nabers? You know what I mean? This is one of the criticisms we always have of Alabama quarterbacks and our boy up in fucking
Ohio State quarterbacks too.
Yeah, our boy up in New England is proving that once again, right?
Yeah.
That if you can throw to the best fucking quarterbacks or the best receivers, it's going to make you look way better than what you
and
actually are.
And that's why people weren't sure about Ohio State quarterbacks when every year you have four first rounders lining up a wide receiver there like CJ Stroud had. You're wondering, well, is it the receivers or is it him? Kyle McCord showed you this year that you actually have to be a good quarterback with good receivers. But
I can't wait till he goes to Nebraska and torches you.
Oh, my God. Did you hear about Nebraska, by the way?
He's not. He actually moved on from Nebraska.
Dylan Raiola, who is the number one QB, who flipped from Ohio State, has now flipped from Georgia. And the rumor is he's going to Nebraska. Because his dad or uncle is the offensive line coach there or something now. So he might get, McCord might get fucked at a
whatever, whatever
college.
Big Ten team McCord ends up with, I hope he fucking shoves it, your dick in.
Iowa. He won't. But it'll be in Iowa or something like that. But the reason I bring up Jaden Daniels during the Saints conversation in particular is, to me, the Saints have the pieces here. You bring in the LSU kid for New Orleans, that's that town is electric and everybody goes nuts, and that could really change this franchise. It's just not Derek Carr, man.
Nah, he's going to be a Raider. He's going to follow in the footsteps of Jamarcus Russell, and he's going to be a total bust.
I know. You're probably correct, man, and that sucks. Next up was the Texans. CJ Stroud, we talked about earlier, against the Jets. CJ Stroud got a concussion in this one. He's out for a while. There's no way he's probably clearing this week here. Did have the Jets in this one, so we were good. Just based on the Jets defense and the spread, this one was fine this week. Zach Wilson had over 300 yards. Good for him, I guess.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you know.
He'll be a great backup quarterback for the next 15 years of our life.
I don't think he's going to be around that much longer, to be honest.
I think he'll be a backup somewhere. He's maybe a good clipboard Jesus.
Maybe.
Next up, one of the funnest games of the week, Rams versus Ravens here. Ravens, look, all they do is fucking win this year, man. 10-3.
Man, I'm sorry, what?
The Ravens?
This was last week?
Yeah. Ravens versus Rams?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just making sure you're not going through this week for whatever reason.
Sorry. No. Yeah, we're going through last week's games, yep. And then we'll do next week's predictions. But with this one, fun game. Ravens continue to win, man. And I wonder what their odds are on my bookie. I don't have that screen in front of me right now for the Super Bowl because, shit, AFC-wise, this has been the most consistent team all year. The Rams have been playing tough the last few weeks, so this is a great win for those
Ravens,
guys.
I believe have the second best odds at like plus 600.
Tough schedule to end, though. We got Jaguars this week, 49ers, Dolphins, Steelers. Ooh.
Well, two of those are tough. Two of those are tough, but
a lot of there's some value on these Super Bowl odds right now.
I know.
So the Niners are the far and away the favorite.
Yeah, they're what, like 2-1?
Yeah, plus 250, plus 260 is what I'm seeing. I mean, you can get the Chiefs at plus 700, the Eagles at plus 750.
Yep. Okay.
And the Cowboys.
750?
The Cowboys at like plus 800.
Shit. Well, I'll never bet on the Cowboys, but Eagles at 750.
Cowboys might be better than us.
We'll find out. I don't put any stock in that Sunday night game. Next game up, Suicide Hotline game. Told you not to watch it. Like, don't turn it off. Don't show your kids, your family, your friends, nothing. Vikings, Raiders, 3-0. And that three was at the last minute of the game. So, does it get worse than this?
No.
This is the lowest scoring game in an indoor stadium in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I feel like this never should have happened.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
It's like, we could have stopped this. I don't know how, but we could have figured it out.
I almost feel like this is 9/11 where we got the info in advance. We told everyone. And then whether you were there in the stadium and decided to do it and watch it, that was up to you. I mean, you guys made that choice to go to that game.
What I would like to see is the domestic violence reports from Clark County, Nevada, and from Minneapolis. Right. Yeah. Well, just say the whole Twin Cities area or Twin Cities plus. I think Western Minnesota are Washington fans, right? Aren't they fucking like, for college and shit? But there's not a. Are they Seattle fans as well? I don't know.
This was cloudy, anyways, with a chance of backing.
Yeah, somebody definitely got beat after this game.
Yeah,
100%.
Look. Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
To the waitresses there out there at NASCAR Cafe with black eyes in Vegas. So sorry, guys. Next up was Seattle versus the 49ers. This spread was too high for us. This was 14.5. Had it some teasers and all that other stuff, but 49ers did what they needed to do there. Brock Purdy, 368, two touchdowns. McCaffrey, I still 145 on only 16 carries. This fucking guy, dude, best running back in the NFL. I still got Tyreek Hill at one, and I got McCaffrey at two in the MVP race. Debo Samuel, man, this team has it all right now. And they're operating at a high level. It's hard to bet against them for the title here this year. Bills versus Chiefs. Look, man, we shit on Josh Allen, and rightfully so, but he plays his ass off every week, and they ended up pulling out a victory here. Pat Mahomes ended up apologizing, by the way, for his tirade at the end of that game. Just because your receiver's stupid doesn't mean it wasn't the correct penalty call. It was a penalty, and that's what it is.
Yeah, but there's a reel on... on Twitter, I don't know if you've seen it or not, of Tony lining up just like that 11 previous times during that game.
Offsides?
Yeah.
But did he ever ask the ref?
I don't know about any of that.
So apparently, allegedly, I saw someone say that he did motion to the ref, but didn't get a response and was just like, okay.
Because I watched that play 30 fucking times. I didn't see him motion. Maybe it was before that. And look, some of the shit they're showing you at home is simply for the benefit of television. Even in that Super Bowl with the Eagles, it was a clear hold on that guy. Am I a fan of that at the last second of the game? Not really. But the angle they showed you on TV versus what it was clearly for dramatics. Mm-hmm. And so is this. I felt like they did the same thing for this, which is fine. I mean, I guess it's entertainment at the end of the day, like we always talk about. But he was fucking offsides. So, yeah. Hey, dude. Sorry, that's the rules.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's usually not something that they call.
No.
But it's happened a couple times over the last few years.
It has. And, like, look, let's face it. Over the years, is there anybody who's gotten more calls than the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes? Probably not.
And I guess he lined up in the same game offsides multiple times.
Yeah, like he's 11 times in that one
fucking
game.
Fucking moron.
Yeah, they just need to cut him. But so
get rid of him.
I just want to hate on Josh Allen for a minute.
Go ahead.
Now, he is first in overall touchdowns this year.
Is he
really? I think 35. Yeah, he's got 25 passing and 10 rushing.
Okay.
I think second is actually Hurts. I think he's got 19 passing and 12 on the ground, something like that.
I always forget about his rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, he's doing an okay job. But Josh Allen has played in 13 games this year, and he's not thrown a pick in two of them.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Takes chances.
Yeah, it's a lot like Favre.
Gunslinger.
It's a lot like Favre.
One of those games was against Miami, who's weak, soft, and the other one was against the Raiders, who fucking suck.
Yeah.
So anytime he plays a good team, you know he's turning the ball over at a minimum one time.
I want that. I want that in my quarterback.
Now, we talked about this with who was it that we talked about this with the other day? He has 23 passing and one. Oh, it's Drew Allar.
Yep.
Aller, whatever. How do you say his name? Yeah, I mean,
the quarterback of Penn State.
There's probably a fucking middle ground where the guy doesn't have 14 interceptions by week 13. You know what I mean? And 25 touchdowns and 14 interceptions is not a great ratio either. I mean, that's less than 2-1, so it's not even ideal there. But would you prefer a guy that takes more chances?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cost him a bunch of games.
So I guess Brian Kelly last year with Jaden Daniels, there was a bit of a streak where he wasn't throwing interceptions, but he was taking zero chances. Mm-hmm. And like before the game, they asked Brian Kelly, they interviewed him. He's like, yeah, I want him to throw an interception today because he'll actually take a chance. He's like, so they started that game with like a anticipation throw,
mm-hmm.
and he let it go. It was an incomplete pass, but he was throwing the ball to a unopened receiver, but he just wanted to make sure to, you know. And I guess it just completely changed his dynamics and his trust in his receivers, and that's how he grew into the quarterback he was this year.
So how do you do the inverse of that for a guy who's sloppy with the ball? Because last year it was Dak, and he's not that this year.
I think it's the coaching, man. I'm not a big fan of McDermott. He was right, though, getting his players to work as a team like a 9-11. Like you said, I mean, they did.
That's
going to
be
job.
The rally cry, I think. I think the Bills might win the Super Bowl.
Look,
now.
It's funny. I was just going to say that. I still root for Josh Allen. I still enjoy watching him play. He plays his ass off. Yes, he throws terrible picks, but you can tell he really leaves it all out on the field. If the Bills ended up winning this year, what a fucking redemption for Josh Allen, man. And I wouldn't mind seeing it, to be honest.
Bills
It'll be
and
fun.
Bama. Let's go.
Bills and Bama. Not Bama, but yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. Next up was Broncos, Chargers. Herbert's out for the year here. He got hurt in this one. Never close. I don't know. Time to give up for the Chargers. Broncos are quietly 7-6 now, and it's gross.
Here we come.
A gross team. I hate it.
Sean Payton, still a good coach. Russell Wilson, still a kind of good quarterback.
I will agree with you on Sean Payton. And, look, this team had like two wins last year. So to turn it around and be in the hunt for the playoffs there.
One game back of the division.
Yep. They're doing a great
job. I mean, they've won, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their last 7?
Yeah.
I mean, they're letting it fucking rip, dude.
They're letting it rip. Look, I've always believed in Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. They never had anybody throwing them the ball, but these guys are playing well, man. I don't like to watch this team. I don't like Russell Wilson. It's not a fun game
to
watch.
This is going to be a double-digit team win-wise. Look at this. Yes, the rest of their schedule is at Lions. Yep. Versus the Patriots, versus the Chargers, and at the Raiders.
Yeah.
They're going to win 3 of 4.
They could have 11 wins. 10, 11 wins. It's crazy. And yeah, Sean Payton, all that shitty talk, dude, he can walk it now. Next up, Eagles, Cowboys. Cowboys fucking destroyed them there.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely destroyed him. Cover that on Monday there. Back to the drawing board. Look, Cowboys could have won both of these games this year pretty fucking easily. We'll see with the Eagles. Did you ever hear anything like on a Hurts? Is he actually injured?
Yeah, he's been hurt since the Jets game.
What is it? Do you know?
He's banged up.
No, I know, but knee, shoulder.
Yeah, it's his legs.
Okay. Got to figure out how to not have him run the ball so much over there. I've said that all year. But look, Eagles are fine.
We also are last, I believe, in pre-snap motion. So we're very predictable with what we do on the offense. We need to probably change things up. Brian Johnson's not a very good offense.
It is like wildly different. I think the average NFL team is pre-snap motion is like 75% of their plays or something like
that. It's not that high. It's I think the Dolphins lead the league in like 70%, but then everybody else, I think the 49ers like 40% in their second highest. But everyone's at least, 35 to 40%, and the Eagles are, I think, in the single digits.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's the data. Where is it? God, you fuck. All right, here we go. So, the Dolphins are first at 62.2. And then the Rams are 40%. Most teams are... Hold on, where's the second one? The Cowboys are the least at 8.1%, and then the Eagles are the second to last, 8.2%. So quite a bit less than anybody else.
Yeah, I still think they're fine. I don't think it's a need to panic up there yet. But I do think the NFC playoffs now are going to be a lot funner than the AFC just based on what's happened here. Because you're going to have Cowboys, Eagles... You know, they're the blue bloods of fucking NFL here. And then the 49ers on the ticket side, Niners tickets are always the highest. And our partner, Benny Daniel and the company, always wants them to go to the Super Bowl every year because it'll drive up prices. In Vegas, too, for the 49ers. Holy shit. Man, those tickets will be going for 12 grand a pop. Next up, we got Titans, Dolphins. Lost a lot of money on this game. A lot of money. Same thing as the Lions. The Dolphins are a fake team. I don't know what to say or do with this fucking team anymore here. You're giving up 15 in the fourth to the Titans. What the fuck is the problem up there? I don't get it. You have superstars all around you there.
2 for 5 in the red zone.
Yeah.
But they forced 3 turnovers, too. I mean, they should have won this game.
Should have won the game. And they found a way to lose. You can lump them in the Lions category there. The record looks nice on paper. And if you're a Dolphins fan, you're like, 9-4. And then you realize, not really. It's just, this isn't a team that can win a Super Bowl. Packers, Giants here to close it out. Both games, by the way, were actually very fun to watch. And I'm glad I had money on them. I'm not glad that I lost money on it. But both games were very fun to watch and entertaining here. And Tommy DeVito, that story's been hilarious now. It's awesome. I'm all in. I hope they win out. I hope they go to the playoffs. I hope they win a first-round game. It would be great for the city of New York, and we can keep this thing going like Linsanity.
There's a path.
There is a path. You're right. And there's also a path to keeping the show on the air on a daily basis, and it's our sponsors. First and foremost, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I've had to reload the account a couple times this year. This has been my worst year of gambling, man. Bet against me. I know I say this every week. Bet with us or against us. Go ahead and bet against me. Now I'm just putting up bets so you guys can bet against me and win a shit ton of money.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Money here because I have been off the fucking reservation on NFL picks this year. So sorry, man. These are very, very difficult to predict with all these backup quarterbacks and stuff. Odd season in the NFL. And I'm really curious to see how this shakes out in the playoffs. Because what if it isn't chalk? And then you have one of these weird backup quarterbacks who ends up winning a Super Bowl. This is the year to do it if you're out there, man. So go to mybookie.com, promo code DrinkyBros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. We did pick the Heisman Trophy winner, though. So there was that this weekend, which was fun. But plenty of stuff to bet on. College bowl season starts this weekend. Bet on all your favorites there. And there's prop bets for all of it. Relatives are in town. You can't really feel alive without something on these games in the background, in my opinion. That's why I do it. But only bet what you can afford to lose, obviously. Please don't put a fucking mortgage down. I don't want to see you with a gun on your mouth on Christmas Eve, all right? Next up, if you want to go to any of these games, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. College, bowl games, shit, NFL games, rodeos, concerts, you name it. It is all at drinkingbrostickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Sent Brandon Harrell to the Eagles game on Sunday night in Dallas over there. Six of him and his buddies down there just fucking raging. Sent me a video there. We got the best of the best tickets up there. Some of these will be pricey. I'm just a heads up. That Rose Bowl, a couple of you guys have DM'd me about the prices for the Rose Bowl. Look, Michigan travels, and so does Alabama. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a collision there of two programs with massive, massive alumni and their amps. So that one is extremely pricey. Shockingly, the Texas game, Washington, is pretty moderate. So if you're down in New Orleans down there and want to go to a CFP game, they're a blast. I even took my kid 1 year because the tickets were cheap and there was nothing to do that night. It was LSU versus Oklahoma. It was Jalen Hurts' last college game, actually. And I went just to go, and it's fun. So if you haven't been and it's a bucket list item for you and you're in Sugar Bowl, dude, you're already in New Orleans. It's a great city. Go check out the game if you want. Go to drinkingbrostickets.com. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com over there. 12% will be shit in Dallas here over the weekend. We're in a lot of college or NFL cities and college. University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, Auburn down there, University of Georgia, Ohio State is there in the short north of the Pint House and 1400 Liquors and all that stuff. Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tiger Liquors over there. Corks and Tops, Rama Jamma around Alabama if you're partying and not going to the game there. Tennessee, hit up that Total Wines in Knoxville or University Liquors there. We're in every single Total Wines across the Southeast. We'll be in the Total Wines here in Austin over the weekend. And yeah, man, if you're not in one of those surrounding states or areas, shit, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. But I highly recommend just type in your city or zip on the store locator over there on hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. Grab a 12-pack nearest you. They're cheap. They're 8%. You can get fucked up over the holidays. And cheers to you guys for all the support. Last but not least, we got bioproteintech.com over there. Talking about the HGH. Look, you and I have been taking this now for the last few months. It's just a little vial that goes underneath your tongue right before bedtime. Helps you nigh-nigh better, better sleep, better recovery for workouts, all of it. It's HGH without the needles, without the doctors, without all the fucking bullshit over there. How many months are you on it right now?
Oh, I guess two.
Yeah, I think two, yeah. Right? Total, I feel great, which is nice, and that's a positive sign over there. And I got a lot more energy at the gym and all that shit. So I think it's working. I'm a big fan over there. It's that BioProtein Plus, dog, over at BioProteinTech.com over there. It's Drinking Bros. It's the promo code for $30 off your first order over there. It's HGH, human growth hormone, and that's the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, metabolism, sex drive, all that stuff. It declines by 50% by age 35. I'll tell you, you know, when I get there in 2 years, because I'm obviously only 33. But BioPro Plus is non-synthetic. It's the alternative to the HGH shots and all that other stuff. And it's 100% safe, trusted by physicians since 2009. Head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more or click the link in the audio description. for more info on it. And then the promo code Drinking Bros is going to get you $30 off. Big fan of their product over there. Let's switch on over to this week's game, shall we? I forgot there was UFC on Saturday night. That's going to be a great day of sports, isn't it?
It's a great card, even though Ian Gary just dropped out.
Did he?
Yeah.
Shit. What was the reasoning? AIDS?
Getting bullied.
You got bullied?
You got bullied.
In school?
For marrying a woman that's 15 years older than he is.
Oh, but is she hot? Do you have a picture of her?
She's okay.
I can't ask you that.
Isn't he sick?
I can't ask either of you guys about hot women.
No, he's allegedly sick, but I mean, after a month of being bullied by every other UFC fighter for marrying a woman that wrote a book on how to marry a younger, richer athlete.
Pull it up. It's the worst cover ever. I mean, this is like Drake's album. It was awful, dude. How to be a WAG. What does WAG stand for?
Wife and girlfriend, but it's kind of like the terminology for
athlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, you know, they're like, oh, here come the WAGs.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, she's up in the, sitting up in the WAG section.
She's hot. I mean, that'll play, obviously. I don't know why you drop
her,
out for
here's
that.
Her today.
Let's see it.
Good to
zoom
go.
In, zoom in, zoom in.
Apparently the kid's sick too, so I don't know.
Kid has AIDS too?
Not AIDS, but just pneumonia or something.
Probably RSV. Yeah, he got sick and then it developed into pneumonia is what the story is.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, you're going to be out for a while for that. It's usually all four times I've had it, it's a two-month recovery on that. It sucks. No buoyance. Sorry to hear that. That sucks. Are they going to fill in somebody else or are they just scrapping the fight altogether?
Looking for potentially Kevin Holland to fill in.
Oh, shit. That would be great.
Vicente that. Luque. That would be fun because Luque is fun.
Yeah, that'd be a good fight. I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's get to the Thursday night game, shall we? Here, stop me if you've heard this one before. Two backup quarterbacks playing against each other. I don't know how to market this. Like, I understand why they did it for the Thursday night game in advance here. Chargers, Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of promise before the season started. Now there's a lot of depression.
You got to market it AOC versus Dick.
AOC?
AOC.
Aiden O'Connell.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that. For that Mexican kid? No, we're not doing it. Sorry about it. Look, the line is 3 for Vegas. They're at home. It should be 3 when you have two backup quarterbacks facing each other in a game that you have no fucking idea who's going to win. The over-under is 34.5 in an NFL game. Yeesh. Do you watch this?
No.
I don't either.
No, I'll take the under, though.
I'll roll with you on the under. That's a good one.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, that'll force me to watch in this bitch tonight. I'll take the under on this. Let's go. 34.5, fuck it.
I mean, Easton's dick. I believe four-time national champion at North Dakota State.
Easton Stick is the starting quarterback tonight for the Chargers. I don't know. What school was that?
He was a Bison, North Dakota State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what's? We have a weird group of listeners who loves North Dakota State in our chats.
They're a powerhouse.
Yeah, on Drinker Bro Sports on Facebook. I'm sure they'll be fucking amped for this tonight, those guys. Good for him. I'm just not going to bet on him. But I'll take that under, though. That'll be fun. Next up, Saturday games. Full slate all day long. College football ended, and they said, fuck it. We're going to eat up the whole goddamn slate. Now, I know they've done this for years with games on Saturdays. This is real fucking early this year, and I don't blame them. Look, that's all dudes want to watch on Saturdays, so fuck it. I would either watch golf or this, so I'm excited about this. At least I can wake up at 11 and watch the fucking game here. First one is Vikings versus Bengals. Now, this is a third-string quarterback. Against a second-string quarterback.
Fourth-string quarterback.
Fourth-string quarterback?
Fourth-string quarterback for the Vikings.
Oh, my God, dude.
Nick Mullins?
Fourth-string.
Yeah, he's their fourth quarterback.
He's awful. And this is Jake Browning. This is Cincinnati -3. Now, this one I'm actually shocked by. Jake Browning has looked like fucking Joe Montana the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm going to take this down 0.5 points because I don't want to push. But I think the Bengals fucking roll in this one. Jake Browning's looked great. What do you got?
This just seems like one of those games that doesn't go the way you think it's going to go.
Well, Vikings fans have said this for years. Don't bet on or against the Vikings. Either way, they will fuck you.
Yeah.
So you could be right. However, as a gambling junkie, I got to have something on this to start the fucking day. Sorry. I'm coaching a child's game in the morning. And dad's going to fucking come home, pop his stompers up on the fucking Barca lounger, dude, and have some hard AF and watch this bitch. I'll have $200 on this game. Give me Jake Browning minus 2.5. All right? I could be wrong. I've been wrong most of the year. Okay? Next up, we got Steelers at the Colts. Colts minus 1.5. I actually enjoy this. I'll watch this game.
I'll probably take the Steelers plus 1.5.
Why?
Because Tomlin doesn't lose two games in a row very frequently.
No, he doesn't.
He's lost two in a row. Yes. Right? So the chances of them losing three in a row are microscopic, in my opinion. So I'll take the Steelers.
Look, Minshew is a Super Bowl winning quarterback eventually. We all know that. He's going to win a Super Bowl one day. And I'm riding with Minshew on this one here. He ran into a buzzsaw last week, and it wasn't his fault.
Oh. Huge playoff implications for this.
Massive. Both teams are 7-6. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds ridiculous to say, but they're going to be playing their fucking ass off in this game, because if you lose...
They're currently both in, but I know. Loser will be out.
Correct. So I think they're going to pull out all the stops here. I'm going to ride with Minshew on this one. Gut feeling. I think it's a field goal game.
Yeah, it'll be close for sure. And it's, to be honest, the over-under is 42.5.
No, it's high.
That under, it looks pretty good,
sure
too.
Sure does.
To be honest.
Sure
man.
Does.
Because these are... the Colts have a really good defense, too. They get smoked on the back end in the third and fourth quarter a lot because they can't fucking do anything offensively.
Mm-hmm.
But the first half of the game, Bob, can you look on my book and see what the first half under is?
Yeah.
Because I bet it's 22 or 20, right?
I bet you it'll be 20.5.
If it's 20.5, I might take the first half under as well.
Okay.
Just because these teams are explosive.
Yeah, it would typically be like 20. You basically split it down the middle, like 21.
Usually, but they'll Vegas will go give you an extra point the wrong way, let's face it. So what did it come in at?
20.5.
Nailed it. I'm a goddamn genius. Look, the under for this game is probably pretty safe. I also want to bring up Zach Moss. We play a lot of fantasy. Congrats to everybody who made the playoffs this year. I believed in Geno Smith in one of my leagues, and I shouldn't have. And ironically, the league that I'm winning, I drafted Dak Prescott as a joke, and he's having a great year. Wow. So shows you what I know this year. But Zach Moss, who was the quarterback or the running back of Buffalo here, couldn't get it to. Well, he was,
yeah,
and he couldn't get it to click there. Comes down in Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor gets hurt, and he subs in. He's got 750 yards this year, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's on pace right now for almost 1,000, which would be
miracle.
He's already had the best year of his career 13 games in, which is nice. But
because Jonathan Taylor started like four of those games, so like these are great numbers.
If you think about the difference between those two franchises, though, I mean, Indianapolis has historically, since I can remember, since the early 2000s, prioritized offensive line, and Buffalo has it.
Yep.
Right? And it makes a difference. Now, they have a commensurate level of success, I think. Buffalo is obviously better. They have more talent on their team, top to bottom, really. But the performance is pretty close year to year, which is interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, but good for him. And then Pittman, dude, quietly, 95 receptions and 1,000 yards there in Indy.
Well, he's, you know... Best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, obviously, it's Minshew throwing to him, but
Anthony Richardson, Pittman. But yeah.
No, it's Minshew. It's definitely Minshew there. It's going to be a fun game.
He's got 11 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
A lot of those were drops and tips and things like that. He's been pretty on point all year.
Yeah.
2000, he's already got 2,500 yards passing.
Already, huh?
Already. I mean, because he didn't come into week 5?
Like 6 games in, that would be impressive.
He didn't come until like week 5 or 6. So unbelievable numbers out of this guy. He'll be a starter soon and winning he might win the Super Bowl this year. We'll see. Next up, Broncos at the fake Lions there. Couldn't wait for this game to come up today. Fuck the Lions. You're favored by 4.5. Fuck you guys. I'm going to let Russ cook. I'm taking Denver.
I'm taking Denver's money line in this game.
Really?
They're going to win this game, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Lions are fake, man.
I know. I'll take the points. Yeah, all in on this. I'm watching all three games, and I'm going to enjoy my Saturday there. And then I'm going to top it off with UFC. Who do you got, Edwards versus Covington, by the way?
Oh, I got Leon.
There you go.
I mean, fucking Colby hasn't fought in how long since the Jorge fight? So, like, 2.5 years ago?
Did you see his presser last night, by any chance?
Yeah, he just leans into...
He said, fuck LeBron James.
Yeah, because he does the Trump thing and the... He just becomes, like, super conservative. It's all a character, by the way. If you, like, actually meet him behind the scenes, he's super nice and, like, doesn't turn on the asshole shtick until he's on mic.
He's made a lot of money out of it, so it's worked, whatever it is. But I think he's going to pull this off, man.
I don't think so.
I got Colby in this.
Leon's in his prime right now.
What are the odds on it?
I believe Leon's, like, minus 140.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me Colby.
You're getting Colby at like almost even money.
Yeah, I'll take Colby in this one. Next up, football-wise, on Sundays. Heading into Sunday now. Don't forget, there's three games on Saturday, and then you're heading into Sunday. Bears at the Browns. This is Cleveland, -3. Who you got?
You know, to be honest, the under looks good in this as well at 38.5.
Yep.
Not because I don't think these are two talented teams, especially when Fields is healthy and he's doing stuff, but... That Browns defense is fucking rough, dude.
It is.
And it really just depends on what Chicago can do on the ground. If they get a good run performance, mm-hmm. because that is the Browns, you can run on them a little bit. That pass rush is fucking gnarly, though.
Yeah.
And you know, when you have an over aggressive pass rush like that and you have a quarterback that can run, you can do shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So maybe they score a bunch of points, but I feel like this is just going to be a really low scoring game. The Browns are obviously going to win this game, right? Like I feel like Browning has given them energy. Or not Flacco. Not Browning. Flacco has given them energy. He's performing well. He's also a very calming presence in the locker room, so the defense can go out and do what it does. And they're on track for a fucking for a playoff game. They've had their ups and downs this year. They're 6-1 at home. They do not lose in Cleveland. So I think Browns easy, maybe by half a point, take it to 2.5 for safety. But I like 2.5, Cleveland 2.5, and I also like I like the under.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I'm doing as well in this one. And I'm rooting for, like I said earlier, I'm rooting for the Browns now.
Listen, they have the Bears, the Texans, the Jets, and the Bengals. So they could win out.
They could win out. They could be 12-5, and they could be potentially a 2 seed behind Baltimore.
They could be a 1 seed.
I know. Baltimore, though, has been pulling out wins. But other than that, man, I'm rooting for this Browns team. They got fucking jobbed by whoever made that Deshaun Watson decision, and let's go. I'm all in on the Browns. Identical bet is what I'm doing.
I mean, to be honest, they would have been better off keeping their draft picks and their money and just having Joe Flacco start the fucking year.
Isn't that crazy?
To be honest, that's what I'm saying. We at some point, do you remember Bob when the Red Sox started using Moneyball in like 2003, 2004?
Yeah,
like Kevin Youkilis and people like that started getting brought onto the roster.
Yeah.
Guys that you look at them, you're like, oh, that's not David Ortiz or that's not this guy. Actually, they brought David Ortiz over from Minnesota way before he was a great baseball player.
He was a money ball pick.
Yeah, he was like, he hit, what, 20 home runs a year was his peak that year before he went over from Minnesota. I think his career high was 20.
Now, why would that be?
Yeah.
no idea. But
the Joyce.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was in the testing era as well, so who knows? But
we failed.
No, one.
He was on a report, yeah.
Yeah, but...
And then Manny was also on the Indians.
They
brought him over.
Yeah.
So it's like...
But Manny was already a superstar.
But yeah, Manny was a superstar. Yeah. But the point of that was when big market teams start using what's worked for small market teams, for example, San Francisco bringing in Mr. Irrelevant to be their quarterback, right? You got to think that Purdy's success and then Flacco coming in and having success here, if it's sustained, a guy like Browning having... continued success. If I'm a GM, I'm like, I'm not ever drafting a first round quarterback again. I don't care who it is, right? Because even when you're sure, because everybody's sure about Trevor Lawrence, everybody's sure about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the real deal. Trevor Lawrence is like a top 15 quarterback, right?
We'll see.
He's a top 15 guy.
No. I mean, we'll see if he ever goes above the top 15.
He'll never be a top 5 quarterback.
The appeal is, though, they could also do the complete opposite of that and only draft quarterbacks. And once their contract's up, you just let them go. Because they're pretty, like, I think even the highest quarterback out of the draft is only getting, like, Geno Smith money, like $20 million.
Yeah. But even to your point about that, treat them the same way as running backs. Yeah, for sure. Because right now, if you like try to franchise your quarterback, you're paying him $40 million, man. Fuck that.
In the CJ Stroud and the Joe Burrow, that's an outlier sitch. I mean, the rest of these guys have been dog shit who were drafted that high. So, look, maybe there is something to it. I'm trying to figure it out from a gambling standpoint and a fantasy football standpoint here. But it's strange because a lot of these leagues that I'm in, see, if you have CJ Stroud, you're in first place. You've been in first place all year. Next up, you got Buccaneers at the Packers there. This is Green Bay -3.5. Do you trust the Packers anymore after that bad loss to DeVito?
Yeah, I mean, they're a young team. So Aaron Jones is out still, right?
Yep.
They're a young team with limited weapons. I'd trust Jordan Love, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's a good quarterback, but the defense is still pretty good, but they got no run game. So, you know, the Buccaneers have been playing pretty well lately, oddly enough. I don't know. Maybe it's Baker.
No.
Maybe it's Maybelline. No.
He's been playing terrible teams.
It's hard to say. but they've won two in a row against the Panthers and the Falcons. If they only played NFC South teams, they'd probably make the playoffs, right?
Win the Super Bowl.
well, they got two in a row, so.
Yeah.
Well, against the Falcons.
Yeah, and the Panthers.
I mean, it's bleak.
But, they didn't look – they looked pretty good against the Colts on the road. On the road against the 49ers, they lost by two touchdowns, but that's not that bad, to be honest. It could have been a lot worse. I think the Buccaneers probably win this game, to be honest.
So I'm actually going to ride with the Packers for a completely different reason. Tampa never plays well there in the winter. It's going to be 34 degrees there at kickoff. Every Tampa team has always looked like shit when they go to Green Bay this late in the season here. So I'm simply betting on that. But this will be teased one way or the other on one of those cards. And please subscribe to, or not subscribe, just sign up to Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook there. And you'll see the bet. This will be in it. But I'll probably tease this the other way. And I will ride with the Packers on this. Just because of this weird history there of Tampa not doing well in that type of weather this late in the year.
Yeah, but it's Baker. I mean, he played in Cleveland for years.
He did. He's fine. It's the rest of the team.
Yeah, but it's Baker and fucking Mike Evans. Although last week, Mike Evans had one reception for 8 yards.
I know.
Like, he only targeted him 7 times or something. He's on my fantasy team.
He fucked a lot of
people.
And
I'm looking at it, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? This is the best, one of the best receivers in the goddamn league.
He did get over 1,000 yards, though. Congratulations, man. And he's got 10 touchdowns on the year. He's having a great year. He just fucked a lot of people's fantasy season last week.
I mean, Baker was slinging it last week for 144 yards.
Yeah, sure was. 144 in that game. And he won. They got the W with 144
yards.
He
had three touchdowns. He had one on the ground, two in the air.
God. It's the Falcons, dude. They suck. Next up, you got the Texans at the Titans. CJ Stroud's still in the protocol. I don't think he's playing, right? He's probably out this week. If he is, and I know they lost the receiver for the year. They lost a fuck ton of people in this last game. They lost their best receiver and all that shit.
As of 2 hours ago, still not practicing.
Yeah, he didn't practice today. Yeah. So
I wait on this game. Don't bet. See what's going to happen. Because if he plays, sure. I'm taking the Texans. Because right now, Tennessee's favored by 3. But if he doesn't, no, I'm not going to touch this game. You?
Probably not. I mean, the Texans are currently the last playoff team.
I know.
Right.
They need it.
They want him to play, I'm sure. I mean, that would be a huge deal for that franchise to... like a huge confidence boost, a stepping stone, I guess, even if they get fucked up in the first round to make two. Well, I mean, they had a good total draft, but to draft two guys on a rebuild team and fucking immediately make the playoffs, that's a big fucking deal. For the coach as well, just to build confidence moving forward. So I'm sure they want it.
Yeah.
But not at the risk of CJ Stroud's health. I mean, he's obviously going to be a great quarterback, so don't fuck him up.
Yeah, and I'll just check back in on this one on Drinker Bros Sports just to make sure if he is playing. Because if he is, I'll bet on him.
Yeah.
Next up is Jets at the Dolphins here. This is Miami -8.5 down in Miami down there. Who you got?
You know, It's funny you ask. AFC East teams going to Miami for some reason fucking get hammered.
I know.
I don't know why. I mean, it happened to the Patriots for fucking years. I don't know if it's like, yeah, it makes sense to me that a warm weather team going to a cold weather stadium is going to have some issues, right?
Yeah.
But Miami is a pretty moderate climate. It's a warm weather town, but it's not like 150 degrees. It's not going to Arizona in an open stadium or something like that. It's like 80 fucking degrees. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
In the early months of the season, they can get kind of humid and shit, but I don't understand why NFC or AFC East teams have such a fucking problem down there.
You know, I'm not sure.
Maybe
the humidity.
A little hangover.
Yeah. It could be the Miami flu. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what it is. I don't think the Jets will do that. I think the 8.5 is too many points here, because 8.5 points on a 37.5 point spread, mm-hmm, or over under. Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the Dolphins are soft. If there's a team that a guy like Zach Wilson's going to have a good game against, it's probably going to be the Dolphins. And he had a pretty decent game last week, too. So I don't know.
And the Jets defense, for as shitty as the Jets have been this year, every single game the Jets defense has shown up.
Mm. I think I'm going to take the Jets plus 8.5. I think they'll cover this.
I think they will, too.
I know, and that's kind of risky.
I know, but it is. And look, you could also take it up to 15.5 on my bookie in a teaser, too, and really get fun with it. But, you know, the Dolphins, too, wouldn't surprise me if they won by fucking 40 and Tyreek Hill has 9,000 yards. Like, it's just been that type of year for these guys. Mm-hmm. Tough one to bet here for sure. Next up, we got the Chiefs at the Patriots. This is Chiefs minus 7.5. This is a must-win game for the Chiefs here. They've got to fucking win.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely they can back their way into the playoffs, but they need to win this game to get their fucking head on right for the last three games. Like, you don't want to be the Chiefs aren't used to having to play the last regular season game just to get into the playoffs. No. I don't know if that would be a good thing for them, to be honest.
I don't either. For that reason, I'm all in on the Chiefs, and I'm going to bet them. One interesting stat here from Mahomes this year, which is super rare, is 23 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, mm-hmm, this year. You never fucking see that.
Well, I mean, he's throwing two covered receivers because he only has one guy that knows how to run routes.
That's it.
It fucking sucks, dude.
Kelsey's got 80 receptions on the year there. Nobody else has done dick on that organization.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is having the worst year of his career right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know about percentage-wise, but his average pass is down from 8.1 last year to 7 yards this year. His average pass per attempt down to 23 touchdowns. His rating is 93, which is by far the lowest of his career. I don't know, man. I don't think this team can win in the playoffs. I know he personally is great and Travis Kelce is great. I just don't see how they win in the playoffs when you grind these games down like this and you have to have good performances. Who's the big catch going to come from?
It's got to be Kelce, but you would imagine that they're going to try to stop him.
They're going to pop him off the line every single time he's
lined up. I
agree,
man. So it's tough. I don't know what the Chiefs are going to do. This would be if he wins, if Mahomes wins this year, this will be the most impressive win of his career.
I mean, you almost have to change your strategy. I know you've got Patrick Mahomes, who's one of the best passers we've ever seen. He might be the best passer we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that open guy, you've got to go back to the 3 to 5 yard outs. You have to start using him the way you would use Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Or what's his nuts? Drew Brees at the end of his career, right? You can have success like that, but you got to commit to it. You can't keep throwing the ball downfield to covered receivers.
I know.
Or guys who don't know how to stand in the right fucking spot, man.
It's strange. But I am all in on the Chiefs this week because it is a must-win game, and I don't know how much the New England's going to care about it. Next up, Tommy DeVito at the Saints, bringing a little Papa Americano down to New Orleans this weekend. This is New Orleans minus 6. Tickets are $17, by the way, on Drinking Bros Sports. You want to go and just fucking eat pizza and fucking throw up the Tommy DeVito signs? Go do it for $17. That's fun. I like that stadium.
Wear an Italian shirt of some sort, right?
Wear a fucking Olive Garden t-shirt, bro. Who you got in this one?
I'll probably ride the hot hand here. I think the Saints are terrible as an organization, so I'll take the Giants.
Same. I'm going to ride this plus fucking six. Tommy DeVito bullshit, dude, as far as it'll go. I'm rooting for it. And yeah, I'm same. I'm taking the Giants here, and I'll take him in a teaser. And I'll watch this game, actually, because of him. I won't watch because of Carr, but I'll watch because of this fucking guy. Next up, Falcons needed it this week. Thank God.
But how is it three? This is the Panthers are the worst team I've ever seen on a football field. For real. They're worse than that defeated Browns team.
Yeah.
For real. They're worse.
This is
there was a Lions team that went 1-15 as well, right? I think.
Yeah.
This is the worst football team I've ever seen on the field, and somehow the Falcons are still only a 3-point favorite.
3-point favorite. Tickets are $13, dude.
They shouldn't cost that much.
No.
To be honest, you should be able to write this off on your taxes.
Yeah.
As a charitable contribution to a loser fucking organization.
Look, if you're driving up from Wilmington, stop at Total Wine, grab 80 12 packs of Hard
Ale. Drink
Excelsior.
All of them on the way.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll never make it through.
You're going to need it, and this game's going to fucking suck. It's Atlanta -3 at the Panthers there. All in on Atlanta just because the Panthers are terrible.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to take the Falcons in this, not because they're good, but because the other team is that much worse. So, I don't know. Desmond Ritter's numbers are so gross this year. 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Fucking throw this guy in the ocean, dude. Move on with your life. I read a report, too, that they're going to keep Arthur Smith. It is
Why?
So fucking hard to be a Falcons fan, man.
I mean,
it so much.
If they're planning on grabbing a quarterback in the draft, of which there are many, right?
Yeah.
And the other part of that is if you're a smart general manager, you know that you can probably get one of the better ones because dumb general managers are going to take Drake May.
Drake May and Caleb Williams is gone. So maybe, look, Daniels, trade for Fields, do something, build around someone, figure it the fuck out.
So maybe they just want to get him a real quarterback and give him a shot at that for a year before they completely annihilate. Because, I mean, there's a lot of coaching turnover in Atlanta.
Right. And the other thing, too, man, is Drake London is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's way better in the NFL than I thought it would be.
God, he's a freak of nature. Mm. Bijan Robinson is fucking awesome. Yeah, you have the pieces there, man. Just get a fucking quarterback and a new coach. You fucking dummy. Next up, we got the Redskins at the Rams.
This is going to be a fun game.
Sure is. Rams -6.5.
I think I might even take the over in this game, to be honest. I know it's 50.5, but I think I think there's a shootout. I think it's a 30-33 game or some shit like that.
Yeah.
They both like to, as the season has progressed, the Redskins have thrown the ball downfield more and more and more, which is not what you would expect out of the type of coaching staff that they have, but it's happening, I guess, maybe out of necessity. This is going to be a fun game.
Yeah, and look, I mean, top two passers in the NFL, C.J. Stroud's at 1, Sam Howell's at 2. They'll sling it. I got the Rams, though, in this one, -6.5.
Yeah, the Rams will win the game. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, 6.5 kind of seems like bait, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a touchdown. They'll win by a touchdown. But, yeah, not a lot of people going. $35 at SoFi?
I mean, it's SoFi.
It's true.
If Beyonce was playing, it'd be sold out.
I know. It's a beautiful stadium, though. Same with Rose Bowl's amazing, too. Next up, you got 49ers at the Cardinals. The spread is exactly as high as you think it would be. -12 here in this game.
I don't bet. I can't do that.
I know.
But I probably will watch this just to see if that little guy survives.
If he lives, yeah.
Like, is he going to make it is the real question here. Because they've got their eye. They really want to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. They've actually mentioned it and out loud, unfortunately, which they shouldn't have done. But they want him bad. They're going to they're not going to try hard.
I would love it if the Falcons traded up everything to get him. It'd be great. They did it once. At one time, the Falcons did it in their history, and it was for Julio Jones, and it worked out great. He is the new Julio
Jones.
Yeah,
was he the 8th pick in that draft, I think?
I think they moved up to 2 to get him. Mm. I mean, they went all in, and it paid off. God damn, Julio Jones, Hall of Famer. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. will be a Hall of Famer, too. Just the physicality of that guy in real life. It's the perfect body. It's like 6th LeBron pick. James.
Yeah, they took him at 6.
Yeah,
that was a good pick.
It's like LeBron James, man. It's just those guys were born with a perfect body for their sport. Mm-hmm. This one, though, I'll take in a teaser and take this down to 6. In a bunch of cards and all that stuff. I think obviously the 49ers win this game, but more importantly, They're trying to hold on to the one spot, and that's a big fucking deal. And
well, now all they got to do is win the games they're supposed to, and they'll be good.
Correct.
The Eagles kind of fucked themselves last week.
And I'll go back to what I said at the top of the show regarding the 49ers and them traveling and the ticket prices there. Even as shitty as the Cardinals are at 3-10, and those tickets are usually $8 a piece down there, they're going for $140 for the last fucking row in the stadium in Arizona. Yeesh, man. 49ers fans travel, bro. I'll take the 49ers. Next up, fucking great game here. Cowboys-Bills. It's a great game because of the desperation of the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, Cowboys are playing well. They're playing exactly how we want them to play. For all their fan base, going into the end of the year, we love it. We love to see your hopes up, Cowboys fans. But the spread here is shocking to me. This is Buffalo -2?
I mean, it's in Buffalo.
It is.
You got a dome team going up to Buffalo to play in fucking December.
36 degrees there. What do you think?
I think that the Cowboys force more turnovers than any team in football. And I think the Bills lose the ball more than any team in football. And that's going to come into play in this game.
Okay.
So I think the Cowboys probably win this game outright, to be honest. Now, it is the kind of game where you see the Cowboys spike themselves. You know what I mean? Like, we're getting close. It's hard to know when the time to stop giving them credit is.
It's this week.
It might be, yeah. We'll see. But the only thing that, like, otherwise I would say the Bills would fucking win this game outright, irrespective of their records and shit. But the turnovers are a problem for this team.
Oh, yeah.
They're a big problem. And nobody creates turnovers and scores on them more than the Cowboys. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think they got a pretty good shot at winning this game.
I agree, but there's so much desperation now for the Bills and Josh Allen and trying to save their season. They're 7-6 now. They go 7-7. It's tough sledding there. I'm going to bet on the desperation of the Bills and then the weather up there in Buffalo. It's going to be cold as shit. And for that reason, I'm going to take Buffalo. This is exactly the point in the season where the Cowboys shit the bed and have a bad loss here. Things have been going too well for them at this point. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Bills in this one. Night game at night here. Not a bad night game. This is a decent week this week.
Yeah, this is one of the better weeks.
Yeah, Ravens at the Jaguars there. This is Ravens -3.5. Who you got?
Ravens. They got this.
Yeah, I got the Ravens as well.
They're playing really well lately.
They're playing well. Their defense is playing well. Lawrence, he's real hit and miss, man. Sometimes he looks great. Sometimes he doesn't. 17-10 on the season as far as touchdowns and interceptions there. You just don't know what you're going to get on a week-in and week-out basis. You can't fucking do that against the Ravens defense.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, the Ravens don't have a crazy offense. It's kind of just Lamar Jackson improvising and doing it on his own. He might be the most valuable player in the league if you're just looking at value of what one guy's been able to do with no receivers, essentially.
But Dak's going to win. If you're not holding a Dak Prescott to win MVP bet right now, you should be holding one.
I've got Tyreek Hill. I still got Tyreek Hill or McCaffrey. But who knows? Look, it's always a quarterback. So it's been a while since a running back has won one. Last but not least here on Monday night, got the Eagles against Seattle. This is Philly -3.5. Who you got here? It's in Seattle.
Yeah, it's a hard one, man, to be honest. Just because I don't know what their plan is with Jalen Hurts this week. If I'm them, I mean, you've backed yourself into a difficult spot. You probably should have rested him after that Jets game.
When he got hurt?
For a game or two, yeah, and just let him heal up a little bit. Yeah. And now they've gotten themselves into a situation where the path to the number one seed is very narrow at this point, right? Like, but they need the 49ers and the Cowboys to lose some stuff, probably.
They do, but they have four very winnable games here. So they got the Seahawks, Giants, Cardinals, and then Giants again. So it's very favorable. I know they shit the bed last week against the Cowboys and then the 49ers in back-to-back weeks. But those are two of the top three teams in the NFC. Seattle is not one.
No, Seattle's a bottom five defense.
I just can't see a world where the Eagles lose three in a row.
I don't think they're going to lose the game. I just don't know if they're going to
cover.
Like the over-under at 47.5 is kind of high, I think. 3.5. I wish it was 3 so I could buy half a point. So I don't know what I'm going to do here yet. I it's Monday, so I'll probably wait on this one.
Drew Locke looked all right last week, and they might let him fucking sling it. If I'm Pete Carroll, what's the harm in it? Let him fucking throw 50 times this game.
Yeah.
See what happens. They have the receivers. I mean, they have all the talent in the world in this team. Kenneth Walker, fucking DK Metcalf and Jigma, Tyler Lockett. I mean, they got all the guys, dude. Let him fucking sling it around and see what Drew Locke could do, because I don't think Geno Smith is your future there. So let him chuck it. This, the over under should be interesting, but in the end, ultimately, I'm going to ride with the Eagles on this one. Probably take it down a half a point. And that's about it.
I'm going to see where it goes during the week.
Okay.
I'm not convinced Hurts is even going to play in this game. I don't know that they need him to win this game, to be honest. Or maybe he plays, maybe they get a lead and then they fucking give him some rest or something. But even that is not enough. He needs, you're in the playoffs, right? All you have to do is win 2 out of the next 4 games. They're going to do that. They'll have a good, they'll be like a 2 or 3 seed in the playoffs, probably.
He's active and they're listening to start. No, I know,
I just don't. What's the performance going to look like? And how is he on a short leash? Like, they know he's banged up. They know the playoffs are coming. If he gets a minor injury, they're going to pull him out of the game. And then who's the fucking backup?
Tough call. Who is the Eagles backup this year?
Is it
McCarron
or somebody? Who is it? Mariota. That's right.
Oh, Marcus Mariota. God, he
so that's
sucks.
He's a fucking interception machine. God, you know
he was
what
on
mean?
The Falcons. He started for the Falcons.
So you're
last
talking
year.
About
forget that.
You're talking about a backdoor cover. No. Bringing in Mariota at the end of the game, and he's—I mean, they probably won't let him throw the ball. Just run the ball the whole time. But I don't know. It makes me nervous. I'll see you on Sunday. How I'm feeling.
I'm all in on the Eagles. I think they win by a touchdown at least here. I don't see them losing 3 in a row. The team's too good overall. Seattle's been a shit show this year. I believed in them a lot. It cost me in a lot of fantasy football leagues here. And, yeah, I don't get it. Real quick, though, to end the show here, this is a really fun story here. So with Joe Flacco, they signed him to a 1-year deal. Ending his tenure on the practice squad, so he's no longer there. The deal is for $4 million in incentives based on winning and shit like that. So he's set to make $75,000 for each of the remaining 4 regular season games he wins. And if Cleveland makes the postseason, Flacco makes $250,000 for a wild card win, $500,000 for a division round win, $1 million for an AFC championship game, and then $2 million if he wins the Super Bowl. That's fun. That's a fun contract.
I think
and
that's
it
how
gives you something to root for.
Every contract should be like that for the quarterback.
Man, that's great.
I think every contract should be like that. Not obviously not that low, probably, but
now I'm rooting for him even more. Yeah. This is awesome. All right. Way to go, Browns. I agree with the Deshaun Watson move. This is fun. fun group of games this week. Last note here, and I know we did the college football show yesterday. Milroe for Alabama is going to return for his senior year. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a huge shock, though.
Yeah,
where was he going?
The NFL, I guess people thought. I didn't see that in a million years. So, yeah.
I think he's in a position where you want to build on the late season success, right? Because he got better as the year went on.
Right. But, I think it's smart. Stay in school. Yeah. Take the NIL money. Get better. Just keep getting better. You know, shit. Good for Bama, though. At least they got their quarterback. You can expect Buckner is transferring. So the backup is now going to transfer there and enter the portal. That's
well,
fine.
He went into the lacrosse portal.
That's right. He's going to give lacrosse a chance. I didn't know that story, that he was one of the best lacrosse recruits in the nation.
That's why he went to Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Golden Domer.
We'll see what happens over there. And then one to watch for if you're a Texas fan is their backup quarterback just entered the portal. If something happens to Ewers, they're fucked over there.
Yeah.
No, then you got Arch.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. The one game I saw him playing, it's all right.
I like Arch. There was a lot of zip on the ball, a lot of confidence. He was playing with a B team.
There was one throw that he made that I was impressed by, and it was across the hash and out. He threw across the hash. That requires arm strength,
yeah.
Right? So good, he can make that. That's one of the throws you got to make. So
let's set the stage for this. Let's say Ewers gets knocked out, concussion.
in the
first
Natty
quarter
against Alabama.
First quarter wins, beats Washington, mm-mm. beats fucking Bama.
No.
Holy shit.
Give me Alabama, Texas, rematch in the Natty, and you have fucking Quinn Ewers go down in the first quarter in his arm. He can't really throw the ball because it just he hit his tiny bone.
It's happened twice to him.
What, and then Arch comes in and wins
the national championship?
It's the 09 championship again. It's Colt McCoy knocked out.
Gilbert. It's just you rehash that exact same scenario. Bam wins the Natty.
No.
Every single Texas fan is like, man, Colt McCoy did get injured.
No, I was at that game in person. I'm telling you, they wouldn't have won that game. I'm not a Texas fan, but they really would have won that game. Arch Manning, though, if he were to play, I'd be all in on Texas. I couldn't buy that jersey fast enough. Fuck, what a story that would be. God damn it. That would be amazing. Arch Manning wins a fucking title.
Garrett Gilbert was a 5-star, too.
Freshman year.
Look for him now.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
For?
The Patriots.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, but that's great. How many snaps did he have in that game?
Zero.
I will say Milroe, I just found on like a super too early draft for 2025, is projected as the 23rd pick.
Let's go.
Mm.
Yeah, that's meaningless at this point.
Well,
he could shit the bed, although if he plays well.
You never know. He could go higher.
Just going with Jalen Hurts route.
Exactly. They're identical to me. But with Arch Manning, what the fuck? I would love. I'd be the Texas fan instantly overnight. I would love nothing more than Arch Manning leading them to a national championship.
What if he comes in and blows it?
Man, that's a game I would oil up from head to toe, lock the door, and just kind of spread eagle jack, dude, and watch that game. Like, it would be awesome.
Did Arch ever win at Ole Miss back in the day? Because I don't think Peyton or Eli won a Natty, right?
Neither of them.
So he'd be the first one to win a Natty.
Family, yeah.
Eli wasn't anywhere close.
Yeah, I mean,
no, of course not. But like Tennessee was pretty decent back then. I think
they won the year after Manning left.
They did, yeah.
I believe.
Wait, who was the quarterback?
It was Leak, right?
No, that's a Florida quarterback. Let me look up real quick. I think it was
It was because Helton. Martin was his name.
Yeah. Helton was before Peyton, right?
Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was like the late 90s. Yeah.
But yeah, Ole Miss, they don't really have that much success. No. I believe Lane Kiffin in his tenure at Ole Miss has like more 10-win seasons than like.
But Archie played back in the 60s though, right? Or something like that. Yeah. They may have been good back then.
Give me Arch or give me death. That would be the greatest storyline of the playoffs. Let's go.
I'll say Ole Miss is the best comp for them is they're like the Chicago Cubs of college football. Like storied, but not with a lot of success necessarily.
Right. That would be a fun one. I forgot about Arch Manning. That would be rad, actually. Fucking A. God damn, that would be fun. I'd be a Texas fan right now. Thanks for tuning in, kids. We appreciate it. Flip on over to Drinking Bros Fake News here on our other YouTube channel at Drinking Bros Studios here. We'll be live in about 5 minutes as soon as we get the audio out for this show. In the meantime, don't be a fucking dick. Just go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away, baby. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Week 15 NFL Pick'em Show. Good night, everybody. Oh!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.